good morning. It's good to be here this morning. So we just came through the Thanksgiving holiday, and so that's kind of where my thoughts were this week. And so when I was asked to have devotions this morning, that's where I was still thinking about. And I was reading several different passages through the week about giving thanks and praise to our Lord and Savior. And so hopefully I can get all my thoughts in order here. But to start off with, I'd like to read a passage of Scripture, Luke 17. Very familiar story about 10 men who had a disease. They were stricken with leprosy. And I guess I'll just go through and read verse 11 through 19 of Luke chapter 17. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Okay, so that's a familiar story, one we've heard often, and one that's often probably used over this time of the year, about the one man who returned to say thank you. And as I was thinking about, you know, obviously on Thursday, it's that one day that the whole nation sets aside to be thankful for. And it's pretty easy to come up with things that we're thankful for. When you sit down and start listing them, it's pretty easy to say these things. But where my thoughts are at is, so these other 9 men, clearly they had faith, because it says that their faith made them whole. When they went to see the priest, before they were even healed, they turned and headed for the priest because they had faith that they would be healed. So what caused them to get sidetracked? What caused them to forget to return to say thank you? And so I guess where my thoughts are at is, do we really have a thankful heart? Is our heart in the right place? You know, just because it's Thanksgiving Day, we can come up with things that we're thankful for, but are we in that position the other 364 days of the year? Do we really have a thankful heart? Are we one of those people that daily turns around and thanks the Lord for all that he's done? I know that I'm often guilty of expressing my thanks to the Lord and also to other people around me that do things for me or whatever. And it's easy to get wrapped up in our daily activities. I think everybody can probably think that they have an excuse. Maybe you forgot to thank somebody and you're like, oh yeah, but I had this and this going and I had to do this and I just got too busy and I forgot. And I think that's what probably these 9 men were doing. I mean, they all of a sudden were healed of a disease that was incurable, and they just got sidetracked and they forgot to stop and return and have a thankful heart. So that being said, what makes us have a heart of thankfulness? What can we do to make sure that we aren't so busy and that we do forget and that we get sidetracked? And so I know there's a lot of different passages, a lot of scriptures that could point to this, but the one that stood out to me was Psalm 33. This psalm was probably written by David. We're not for sure about it. But it just has a few things in it that are good reminders to us that if we can keep these things in focus, we won't slide away from having that thankful heart, and it'll become first nature to us. So I'd like to just read through Psalm 33 yet. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all the works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their souls from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let the mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Okay, so I think the key to having a thankful heart is to rely completely on the Lord, and there has to be faith involved. And like I said, sometimes when we're so busy in life, we forget to stop and look at things. And I don't know, for some reason, it just struck me in this chapter how there's a couple points that are brought out that just points out who God really is. The first couple verses there in verse 4, it says that God's words are right and true. He is truth. And then it goes on to explain his creation. And, you know, when we look at his creation, how can we not be thankful? But how often do we forget to stop and look and just marvel in his creation? And then in verse 10, it talks about God's plans that never change and they stand forever. You know, so often when our plans change, we get pretty riled up, and it's easy to get all off track and to be discouraged and whatever the reason may be. But when you look at the whole picture, we really have no reason to be that way, because we know that the Lord will never change, and whatever is happening, you look at some things in the government sometimes and you wonder what is going on, but we have that hope, and we have that knowledge that his plans will never change. They'll stand forever. Okay, so then a few more verses, it talks about how he is just and he'll be loyal to his children. You know, he's looking out for us. He knows everything about every one of us, and we're never alone. And I think that's another thing that can cause us to be apprehensive about life and to lose our focus. It says that his eye is upon everyone that fears him. And then it goes on to say he will deliver us from death. And, you know, obviously the most important thing of all is his gift of salvation. And so all these things, I don't know, it just stood out to me that if we can remember these things on a daily basis and not once a year have this whole big list that we come up that we're thankful for. And I'm not trying to diminish setting a day aside to be extra thankful. But I was guilty of, do I really have a thankful heart? Is it easy for me to express my praise and thanksgiving to my Savior on demand every day, every time that I should? Or do I neglect to do it and put it off? And I think it's something that in my life, if I don't do it constantly, all of a sudden I forget. And I know I've been guilty of that, and I want to do better at that, is to have a thankful heart, not just come up with reasons I'm thankful, but to have the correct motive behind it. Let's pray.